We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And Valentine's Day is so close.
Aww, yeah. Day of love.
I can almost lick it.
I think Valentine's Day, out of all the holidays, enjoys that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year, tasting a little bit tart.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
I don't know if that's a good flavor.
But anyway, a recent survey asked 21,000 people if they think V-Day is, quote, a real holiday, or if we would not celebrate it without pressure from commercial entities.
Ooh, that's a good question.
We celebrate any holiday if it wasn't for commercial pressure.
Ah, that's a good point as well.
What percentage of people said it's real? What do you think?
I think under 50%.
Yeah, I'd say 25% said it's real.
According to the survey, only 28% say it's real.
Yeah. That's what my husband tries to give me every year. Yeah. He says, Brooke, it's not real. I show you my love every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's true, but can we just have an extra day of it?
Yeah.
57% say we only celebrate it because the corporations have tricked us into caring.
Yeah, sheeples.
Yeah. I feel like it's because we don't get the day off.
That's why people would count it.
If we got the day off on Valentine's Day, everybody would be jumping to defense of Cupid. Like, oh, it's totally real. Yeah. In fact, it should be a week-long celebration, if you ask me.
Well, Labor Day is always a holiday, but nobody can explain exactly what it is.
Right.
It's our first, like, international holiday.
It's about unions or something.
So there you go. And shockingly, from the same survey, they found only 15% of our listeners believe the shock collar is real.
Oh, God. We wish it wasn't real.
It is real. And it's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, your punishment's to be shocked while singing. So text in to 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Jose's drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. And apparently, today the bucket is filled with our Valentine's Day nicknames. So
oh,
I'm excited to see who you got.
I got Jeff, me Tarzan, you Tarzan. Tarzan.
Yeah.
Tarzan's hot though.
Good
I mean
you.
Tarzan would be into himself.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm gonna put on the shock collar. While this happened. Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
The road to Valentine's Day is paved with broken hearts, and I'm gonna break your heart today when you end up being shocked with a dog shock collar after a little game of over-under.
Ooh, I love this one.
I'll give you a Valentine's Day fact. You tell me if over or under 50% of the population of our country agree with that message. For example, I'd say when dining out at a restaurant for Valentine's Day, the most requested dish is pasta. Over 50% or under?
Ooh, I go over.
I don't know the answer. It's just an example.
Oh,
back off.
Sorry. I thought we were already in it. I'm like Lady and the Tramp. Remember?
It was an
example. They're the one that set the stage for that.
See, purely an example.
Under. You want to eat light on Valentine's.
You'll have 30 seconds to discuss each one, and I'll reveal the answers at the end. Are you ready?
Ooh, okay,
this
here we
is
go.
Good.
What percentage of adults plan to celebrate Valentine's Day this year in our country? Over, under 50%?
Remember, this year is different than usual.
And here's the thing. I think more than ever that people just want to celebrate anything.
Yeah. It's an opportunity to get together with their partners and drink.
It's on a weekend this year, too. So more people can celebrate, right?
Yeah, because it's Sunday.
Yeah, true.
I think this is over. Not by a lot, but it's going to be over.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think so, too. Even by myself, I think I'm going to celebrate this year.
You got some heart-shaped pizza.
Totally.
What percentage of women would break up with their partner if they got nothing on Valentine's Day?
Ooh.
Over or under 50%?
See, 50. This one is tricky because I think that if it was over, there'd be a lot more single women out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While we expect something, I think that
you also expect.
I've stayed with a lot of boyfriends that haven't been giving
exactly.
me gifts on Valentine's Day.
Really good with disappointment.
Yeah.
See, I think over would threaten to break up, but under would actually follow through and do it.
I would definitely think there's fights.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Even though beforehand she was like, I don't want anything this year. I just want to celebrate just you and me, just enjoy each other. And then the day comes, she goes, what, you don't love me?
Yeah.
I'm like, I bought you something. I don't get anything.
So I'm going under on that one.
What is the percentage of singles that are proud of their relationship status? Over or under 50%?
Oh,
proud to be single?
I hope it's over.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, should always be happy.
It's another thing where outwardly they're proud and they're over and they post online, I'm happy, I don't care, I don't need a man, I don't need a woman to make me feel complete. But then when they're by themselves, they're like, I wish
taking the survey.
There was anybody here with me.
Like 75% of the time, I'm so happy because I can nap, I can play video games, I don't have to ever clean. But
I don't want that. You should still clean.
Yeah. But then there's like 25% that I'm like, oh, I do wish I could marry a mom.
I think because the holiday, it might be people are less happy.
It's just a singles awareness, yeah.
I think people like to project. I'm going to say over.
I think you're
saying over?
I'm
saying
over. People will say it for clout.
This is the last one. What percentage of people in our country think it's romantic to propose on Valentine's Day, over or under 50%?
Romantic? I think it's cliche.
So cliche.
Almost corny.
I mean, I think that men don't typically get that it's cliche, but most women feel it's cliche. So you're right at that 50-50 mark. I think it's going to be a close one. I think you could tip the scales either way.
I'm of the opinion that it's too cliche, and that's why I think it's under.
All right. I asked you, what percentage of people in our country think it's romantic to propose on Valentine's Day, over and under 50%? You said under, and the answer was under.
Yay! Yes!
All
right. I asked you, what is the percentage of singles that are proud of their relationship status, over or under 50%? You said over, and the answer was under.
Oh,
it was 49%.
Alexis was right.
I called it.
I asked you what percentage of women would break up with their partner if they got nothing on Valentine's Day, over or under 50%. You said under, and the answer was over.
Yeah, ooh. That's when they're saying they would actually fall.
53%. Wow. And finally, I asked you what percentage of adults plan to celebrate Valentine's Day in our country, over or under 50%. You said over, and the answer was under 48%.
Oh, wow. Wow, I got three
that's
of
shocking.
Those wrong.
You only got,
you
one,
got
right.
one right.
They're all
people,
really close.
They're talking a big game this year.
They are.
So expect a lot of breakups and a lot of proud singles after Valentine's Day is over.
There's
but
some disappointment happening.
A lot of people are not going to have Valentine's, and they're still going to break up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, didn't get it right. So somebody wanted to hear Love Shack by the B-52s. Here we go.
Ooh, classic.
The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack.
More like Love Shock.
Yeah, Love Shock.
Love Shock.
That's your Valentine's Day shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.